What I'm going to talk to you about today is in five stages. And first of all, I'm going to talk about study support, which is available for all students, not just international students. All, 17,000 or whatever number of students we have on this campus. Secondly, the next thing I'm going to concentrate on is language support. Now, this is very specific for international students. You know, we here at CALS offer pre-sessional language support. What I'm going to be talking about this morning is in-sessional language support during the course. Third thing I'm going to talk about is a very important thing. It's student counseling. Where do you go for if you have problems? Now, these may be personal problems. They may be, you know, to do with yourself. It may be to do with your family. They may be just, you know, you're feeling down, feeling a bit depressed, lonely or whatever. I'll talk about that. And at Reading University, this is considered a very important support service. After that, I'm going to talk about your future careers, the jobs you're going to do after you've graduated. Now, you might think, well, we can't give you any advice because here at Reading University, because we're from other countries. But you would be surprised how much support you can get at Reading University, even to look for a job in your own country. And then finally, I'm going to spend a bit of time on talking about how to manage as an independent student. Because, you know, one of the most important aspects of degree level studying is to be able to manage your time independently, to just study independently. So I'll be talking about that. So I'm going to be talking about five things. So first of all, I'm going to talk about study support. At the university, there is what we call a study support and development, study development team. And I'll direct your attention, first of all, down the bottom here. By the way, I will be giving you handouts showing these slides later on, but do take notes, it's important. Down the bottom here, you have an email address, a website, an email address, and a telephone number, okay? And you'll notice they even give the international dialing code, so you can ring up when you're at home, back home, if you're on holiday and you need some advice. And this study support and development team, this is some of the things that some of the services they offer. First of all, individual appointments. You know, it's a bit like, you know, when you come to see your personal tutor. You know, you arrange an appointment and you can meet one of the study support team and discuss whatever you wish to discuss with them, whether it's about whatever aspect of your studying it might be. For example, you might be doing some work and you need to carry out statistical analysis of the data that you've collected, and this may be causing you a problem and you're not sure how to do it. So you could go to the study support team and they'd give you advice about that. They have a range of expertise on this. Also, the study support team provides study guides, a whole range of them, and these can be accessed via the website, the study support website. They also run what we call workshops for developing academic skills, and these are advertised on the website. Workshops are like classes where various students who are interested in particular type of study problem work together with advisors, helping them to develop skills to deal with any problem they might have.